especially on Joe Biden in this upcoming presidential campaign, announced yesterday he wants either former quarterback Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura to be his VP. Jesse Ventura.
What?
Yeah. He wants to, a guy who was dropped on his head a lot as a wrestler, who went on to become an absolutely 24-carat sucko governor of Minnesota.
Why is he? Why?
And I thought it either died or just wandered off into Bear Lake, never to be seen again. This is his way of saying, don't take my campaign seriously. A DNC committee advisor, the Three Stooges reunion was one that nobody asked for. Seriously, I think that was an act of self-sabotage yesterday. Neff Campbell is returning for Scream 7.
Yeah, they brought in, what's his name, Kevin Williamson, I think, to do the directing, which is the guy who wrote and directed the very first one. And that apparently changed her mind on things.
Dakota Johnson may be in some hot water because she's been trashing Madam Web a bomb.
Unless it's in her contract that she can't. I don't see why.
A lot of people at Sony are questioning her star power, how she reacted to this failure, and will likely come back to haunt her. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, even when it feeds you crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, it fed her nothing.
Let's see. Zoe Kravitz paid tribute to her dad's see-through shirts. He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Jelly Roll. Underwent major mouth reconstruction surgery. That's kind of a risky thing to do when you sing for the...
I would think so. I don't know what the case may have been.
Al Pacino is releasing a memo on October 8th called Sonny Boy. And the critics are already saying...
He's releasing a memo?
Memoir.
Oh, I swear I thought you said memo.
I may have. Frankly, I'm not all that with it this morning. I've had better starts to the day, but...
Well, when you said memo before you mentioned October, I thought, oh, he's going to release a statement about his, you know, presenting at the Academy Awards recently. But then when you said it was coming out in October, I thought, that's a long time to wait to talk about the Academy Awards.
Especially when you're 83. You may not be around to promote the book. You never know, right? Robert Downey Jr. and his wife were at the Oscars. He looked good. And he looked especially happy because he had just won Best Supporting Actor, as Rich Thomas and I predicted the day after we saw Oppenheimer. And a movie that was very disappointing since I read the book, Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
They're remaking it.
They are.
But it will not go to theaters.
Oh. It's
going straight to Max. And this will shock our audience, Jay. Sharon Osbourne says that Ozzy was stoned for every episode of The Osbournes. How about that?
Not surprised.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, what a surprise!
And that is today's Cheap and Trashy. As we hit the 7 o'clock hour, random facts coming up. I got to do the quiz questions today.
Yeah.
All this extra responsibility.
I'll come up with the main one. You just got to come up with backups unless you want to...
I'll do the backups.
Yeah.
I'll make little notes as we're going along. Somebody will win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. The specials change today. So we'll let you know what those are as well next hour. At Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, they have taken... You know, first of all, isn't it great that there's still a family dealership that's actually... with the actual family there working things, like John Ingram decided to upgrade and put extra incentives and protections on the pre-owned vehicles they sell. They've always done right by me. 8-time customer... Never had a problem, significant problem, with any of the cars we purchased there as far as, oh, wow, man, if we had only known this. They've always been good about that, but now they've taken it to the next level with an 84-point engine checkup that requires the engine to meet factory standards. In other words, it has to perform at the level it did when it was originally built. On top of that, they run a thorough Carfax vehicle history report. They're not reselling cars that were in wrecks. And then, of course, it goes to the body shop for recondition. And then it goes on the floor along with the following incentives for you. So you can look at the car, decide whether it's right for you, the family, a new driver in the family, your business, knowing that you're going to get a Nissan Certified Select Program warranty, which is good on Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all cars with a factory warranty. They also try to eliminate the guesswork to the greatest extent possible by offering these vehicles with prepaid maintenance and that limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement for that same length of time. Seriously, with 25 lending partners, you don't even have to worry about getting a loan. They will get you done at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Browse in all price ranges, types of vehicles, sedans, SUVs. They have a great selection. Needs more cars under $20,000 at Jack Ingram Select than anywhere else in town. Visit the family, the Ingrams, on the Boulevard or jackingramselect.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
It is 7 o'clock. Let's check in with Skipper and see what's happening.
Well, Montgomery traffic continues to build this morning. We got a lot of folks out on the road now. We're seeing a lot more traffic on the boulevards around the city. Also, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No real problems anywhere, though, at the moment in our area. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. The hustle and bustle has begun on a Wednesday. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman said, get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
It's March 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of March, 1781, English astronomer William Herschel discovers Uranus. It took so long to find because Uranus is in a dark spot of the solar system where the sun don't shine. Have a great March 13th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What's next at 7, Jesse Lynn?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America hasn't seen this scenario since 1956, a presidential rematch. In this case, it's Trump versus Biden. The two men have clinched their respective parties' presidential nomination. The special counsel in the Biden classified documents case took heat from both sides of the aisle at a congressional hearing yesterday. Russia's Vladimir Putin is rattling his atomic saber again, saying that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened.
How much is enough? According to President Biden, another $300 million in military aid for Ukraine is far from enough. The Pentagon says it is sending that amount of aid to Ukraine. The House gearing up for a vote today on a bill that could result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 30 points. NASDAQ futures 3 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Thomas out today, not feeling well. So it's me and Jay, and Random Facts is coming up, and we will give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with a pop quiz that follows. But we have a caller right now, and let's see what's on the mind of Billy F. Billy.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I've never been better.
Oh, good. It's good to hear. I got my second infusion yesterday. You know, I'm the one that's called down. I'm going to give you a weekly report.
Yes.
I got the first one, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, it might feel a little bit good. But I got the second one yesterday, and I'm lined up for next Tuesday. I'm going to do it every week at the beginning. The way it was told to me is some people need it. Well, they come once a week. Some people come once every 2 weeks. Some people come once a month. You know, everybody is different. So that's the way that works.
I feel
different. I do feel better. I got more energy. And I'm sitting there, and Rich Thomas walks in.
So
he's two chairs over from me getting his fix. So
yeah.
That was a great day.
By the way, I had a friend that was going through chemotherapy who went there every week, and it really helped her rebound and keep going.
Good. That's great. I hope she's doing well.
Yes, very well. Complete remission.
I'll call you next week and let you know how it's going.
All right. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it. And say hello to Coach. Say hi to Coach Turner. Not hello to Cage. Hi, Turner. Why am I in a hurry? There's no reward for finishing the show 5 minutes early. Why am I trying to do that?
I, you know, It's one of those things. We feel like we get rushed or whatever.
Hey, remember that guy, Jay, that called with that bizarre story about the family where the son married the cougar and basically it became a story where he was his own grandfather?
Right, yes.
Yeah. I could play it now, but we really don't have time. Here's one from F My Life.
Okay.
Today, my husband and my mother's hatred of each other has gotten so bad, and I really wasn't aware until now. She was his principal in high school. Then they had an affair while he was at college, shortly before he met me at Starbucks and dumped her without knowing that I was her daughter. Think about that.
I know, I gotta go through it again.
Has an affair with the principal.
Right.
Then meets this woman, not realizing that this woman is the daughter of the woman he's been carrying on with.
Of the principal?
So he dumps the principal to date her. So the principal has to deal with the fact that she got dumped for her own kid. I can see where there could be a little...
And, okay, so here's the other weird part about it. How long were they seeing each other? How long was the mother... wait a second, was the principal male or female?
Female.
Right, female, that's right. Yeah, 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 because she had a daughter, and that's who this guy started seeing. Okay, so, the mother is seeing this guy, she's the principal. How long were they seeing each other is a question I have. Because, after a certain amount of time in a relationship, you talk about things.
Yeah.
You reveal things. You feel more trusting to say things or do things or whatever the case. And then you find out that this guy's going to be seeing your daughter. After you have learned all of these things that may have been told to you in confidence, revealed in other... You know what I'm saying. Hey, don't do those things to my daughter.
And now the daughter knows the whole sordid story.
Well, then there's that. Because if they were seeing each other... So then if the guy goes and starts seeing the daughter learns the same things the mother learned about this guy.
Yeah.
And so when it's found out that he also dated her mother, it's also a thought of, ew.
Yeah, there's that.
You did those things. You did.
The stuff we do, you did with my mother.
I know.
You disgusting pig.
But see, the mother's thinking the stuff we do, you did with my daughter.
Oh,
it's a no-win.
I wish I had pictures. All I know that is, as of March the 13th, if I could pick a random house to go to for Thanksgiving dinner,
oh Lord,
it would be theirs. Man. Here is the ailing Rich Thomas with today's forecast at 7:18.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Blue Water News in just a moment and random facts just ahead. In the end, we give away a $20 gift certificate to Food Outlet. And the pricing structure there is cost plus 10% on everything in the house, including household goods, frozen foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, and one of the best meat departments you will ever see. I was in one of the chain stores the week before last, and I went through the meat department and made notes on the prices, and I was astonished. I thought, how can anybody afford to eat, to buy their groceries here? Food Outlet has incredible pricing on everything. You're not getting ripped off. And that starts with a nice, big rump roast. That is one of the easiest cuts of meat to just pop in the oven, throw a little cricket dust on it, maybe a splash of Worcestershire sauce. At $4.54 a pound, that is a great meal for the family. You may want to put a little puddle of Heinz ketchup next to it. That's on sale. Ketchup is something that's gone up incredibly in price with Joe Biden's inflation. $2.63 for a 20-ounce bottle of Heinz, the very best. USDA fresh chicken tenders, $2.26 a pound. That is an incredible price as well. Because scrawny little tenders, $7.50 at the chain store. Dasani water, $3.60 for the 24-pack of those. Sunny D, $2.84 for the 128-ounce. I believe that's a gallon, isn't it? 128 ounces. Yeah. And among other things, Body Armor sport drinks are 90 cents each. And there are more. Pints of Bluebell ice cream, $2.23, all flavors. And Oscar Mayer wieners, $1.98 for the one-pound package, regular or bun length. At all three food outlet locations, start saving. Do your big weekly grocery shopping there like I do and have been for almost 11 full years. 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, 720 East Main, west of Highway 31 in the preferred community, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And that's where I will see you Sunday morning. I will not be going to New Orleans this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, somewhat of a change in plans there. Right now, it is 7:21, and we'll be back with part one of Random Facts, followed by the Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery announced Wednesday it is presenting more than $339,000 in grants to organizations that help children in the river region. The money was raised during last year's Alabama National Fair, which the Kiwanis Club has presented at Garrett Coliseum since 1954. The state of Alabama legalized medical cannabis 3 years ago, but the reality of medical marijuana is still much in doubt. On Monday, the Alabama Court of Civic Appeals stayed all litigation proceedings surrounding the troubled Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Another hearing is tentatively scheduled for sometime in mid-April. Former Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke at an NIL roundtable in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Saban remarked that college football is headed towards a caste system where success is based on how much college programs pay players. Saban said all the things he believed in no longer exist in college athletics. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I just want to smash your face in.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 13th, 1911, the world welcomed little baby L. Ron Hubbard. There was no question the future science fiction writer would go on to found Scientology.
Congratulations. It's a level 5 thetan-free non-SP.
Oh, thanks, Xenu. L. Ron Hubbard, a star is born.
And now,
Mr. Hubbard went to his cupboard. The cover was bare except for a few
random facts.
Very good.
Wow, I mean, I even impressed myself with that one.
You did a great job. I'll take in for Steve. That was very good.
Thank you.
Did you know? Apples, peaches.
Pumpkin pie?
I was going to say, if Rich was here, he'd finish that line.
Jay and the Techniques.
Yeah.
1963, what else do you want to know?
That song, was that song supposed to be today? I put it in, and I don't know if it's today or if it's next
week. Well,
there's
only one way to find out.
What was today's song?
I picked my own because I had to do the timeline. There it is.
It was!
Ready or not, here I come. Leave and used to be such fun.
This was not planned. It just happened.
Spontaneous. We love it.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Apples, peaches, and raspberries are all members of the rose family.
As in the flower, rose?
No, the golden girl. No, of course the flower.
Snappy answers to stupid questions. Daily on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm just trying to support the...
No. For those of you who watch The Golden Girls, that was more of a... That was a... now I'm forgotten. I've forgotten their names. That was a Dorothy rebuke to you.
Okay. And that was apples, peaches, and...
Raspberries.
Berries, okay.
Not the little tiny blueberries that people want to squeeze for some reason in the stores.
But, and ironic because Eric Carmen of the Raspberries passed away.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Did you know? Napoleon, which is now, you can watch that movie. I don't know if you want to because it's very long and I don't know if it's a big deal. But it's now on Apple TV Plus, if you have that subscription. Napoleon's reputation is generally favorable in Poland, which is the only country in the world to evoke him in its national anthem. Poland's national anthem apparently brings up Napoleon.
I wonder how they do that.
I'd have to look at their, let's see, Poland national anthem. See what I get out of that. Poland national anthem. We have lyrics. Poland is not lost yet, or is not yet lost, which is an odd anthem to say that apparently at some point we will be.
Yeah, that's like predicting your future.
But not yet.
Not yet.
Do we have lyrics? Oh, my God. Do we have lyrics in English? They don't give me the lyrics.
I can't help you, even though most of my friends, my first wife and the family, Polish, but I didn't learn the language.
Let's see, after the Third Partition of 1795, he came to Paris to seek friendship, Polish. Napoleon was, at the time when the song was written, a commander of the Italian campaign of French Revolutionary Wars and the superior of the guy who wrote it. Having already proven his skills as a military leader, he is described in the lyrics as the one who has shown us ways to victory. Napoleon is the only non-Polish person mentioned by name in the Polish national anthem. So, there you are. Did you know women die seven... That's just the random fact, when women die. Women die 17% more than men in car crashes. I have no idea why that is.
That's really a substantial difference.
But that is the statistic. And counting what's called frontal car crashes, I guess, you know, I suppose head-on collisions, is what that would be, the injury rate is 73% higher.
Huh.
I have no idea why women more than men. I have no clue.
Every time the time we were doing a show in Miami and we had Miss... Band of Soleil was visiting.
What's that?
That's the suntan oil.
Okay. Like Miss Tropicana or whatever, yeah.
Instead of wearing like something casual business to make her radio station, but she comes in like a skimpy bikini.
Right.
And my newsman could not contain himself.
Of course.
And she was sponsored by, I think it was Volvo.
I hope so.
And I just made a gratuitous kind remark about the safety features of Volvo, and my newsman says, Yeah, look at those airbags.
Oh, God.
It's really hard to not laugh, even in a juvenile moment like that. And here's the best part, Jay. She didn't even get it. She had no idea that we had just he had just made a crack about her boobs.
She may have tried to. She may have just ignored it. I don't know.
I'm not going to. Don't want to make it worse, but let me try. She was pretty stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, fine. You just made it worse.
Yeah, but no, she really was. She had nothing to say. She was like, it should have been a cardboard cutout would have been more animated than she was.
What? And she was the suntan lotion model of the year thing or whatever?
Yeah, it was some kind of promotion with Volvo and safety and suntan oil.
Okay, strange bedfellows, I suppose. Did you know there was a guy named Ken Smith who lived as a hermit in the Scottish Highlands? 40 years of isolation. He finally came out of that isolation, traveled to Glasgow to attend the premiere of a film. A film that was made about his life as a hermit. And he only came out to go see that movie, and that was it. Then he went back to his hermit ways.
That's weird.
Saw a shadow.
Yeah.
Said 6 more weeks of winter, and then went back into his hermit ways. Did you know 55%, over half, of the sugar here in the United States is not made from sugar cane? It is made from sugar beets.
Yeah.
I've not heard of sugar beets. Are they just beets, but they're really... sugar beet. I
believe if you pull one up, a sugar beet will look very much like a regular beet, except it's white and not
it's
red.
It's white. You're exactly right. It is white.
How did I know this? How did I finally make an intelligent contribution?
You're brilliant.
Well,
huh. So can you treat them like regular beets and then eat them? Or they're just really sugary or what?
I don't know. Anybody listening? Who was the last person to have beets for dinner?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had beets. I've had beets before.
I like Aunt Nellie's. Once in a while, like on the Thanksgiving relish tray,
yeah.
A few Aunt Nellie's beets are okay there. And I see them at food outlets.
Yeah, I've had beets, not often and not a lot. It's
supposed to be good for your blood.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to be good for your blood from what I understand, yes. I'm curious about sugar beets, though. That's interesting. And what's the difference between sugar beets and sugar cane? Like, is there a difference in that taste of sugar or the sweetness in them or something?
Well, in sugar cane, it is literally filled. It's a stalk.
Mm-hmm.
The beet, it's a bulb. So it's probably the same thing, except it comes in different...
Well, and I imagine there are certain environmental conditions that need to be in place for both of these to grow.
Yeah.
Sugar beets here in the United States may be easier to grow than sugar cane. Maybe.
Especially in the north.
Yeah. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. Did you know John Wycliffe's body was exhumed and then burned at the stake? Understand, this man was already dead. They exhumed his body and then burned him at the stake for heresy 44 years after his death. Because they're that hung up on tradition, I suppose.
Wow.
Hey, you know, we never burned that guy.
Let's finish the job.
Well, dig him up and burn him. So they did. Now, if it's 44 years after his death, I gotta think... And I don't know as far as what the preservation methods were back then.
Right.
And I have no idea when this was. I'd have to look it up. But I would think they'd be pulling up rags and bones. You know what I'm saying?
You would think. Because even, and this I got from my friend Joe McPhee, who ran a funeral home in Chicago, that even a well-formaldehyded prepared corpus will last about 35 years.
35? Okay, yeah. See, this was 44 years. Mm. And I got to figure out what year. Oh, he died in 1384.
1384?
Yeah. 44 years after that, sometime in the 1400s.
Yeah, that would be like 1430.
They dug him up, and I am almost positive that it was nothing but rags and bones, given that it was 1384.
I would agree with you on that.
Said, well, let's hang him up there and burn him, or whatever the case they did. I don't... Yeah, a decree by the Council of Constance in 1415 had his remains dug up and burned.
Hmm.
That's just, wow. When you're living in some people's heads rent-free, even after your death, to where they gotta dig you up and burn you. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you random facts about the Wright Flyer from 1903. We're going to give you a random fact about vacuum cleaners. You used to endorse a vacuum cleaner place.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that one.
What's the ones that picked up the bowling?
Yeah,
what were they called?
They were incredible.
What's the name of this place? I've completely forgotten. What's the name of that vacuum?
Oh, man.
It starts with a B, doesn't it?
I believe it does. Wyatt.
Oh.
It was a long time ago.
It was, but it's a pretty common name. Or not common, but it's a pretty, you know.
It's not Bissell.
It's not Bissell?
No.
I thought it was. Well, I mean, it's the only name I can think of.
Oh, somebody will tell us. Hi, who are we speaking with here?
Hey, it's Sarah. Good morning.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey. Isn't it the shark?
Who are we speaking with here?
I don't know. It wasn't the shark. This goes back a ways.
This is embarrassing.
Well, it wasn't the Kirby.
The Kirby?
No.
No?
No. And the guy that owned the franchise here was terrific. Good friend.
God, I can't remember the name of the vacuum.
The Hoover.
Oh, it was. I gave one to Janelle.
I don't know, but I've got like the brand new shark and it's got bowling balls and cat hair and pet hair, and it is amazing.
I'm really ashamed I can't remember.
I know. I can't remember because I remember he used to do the spots all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Siri.
Anyway.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Somebody's going to know the name of this thing.
I know.
Good Lord.
It's not Bissell.
Siri, what's the name of a really great vacuum cleaner I can't remember?
Here's what I found.
All right. 15 best vacuum.
Was it Oric?
Yes!
A big thank you to Dr. Sam.
Ah, Dr. Sam.
Vacuum
superstar.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah,
Oric, thank you, Dr. Sam, for figuring that out.
Something happening on Happy Hour this afternoon. We'll be back with part two of Random Facts in a moment. At 3:35, Mike Vincent, founder of Adams Drugs, and Chris Fung, who is the Adams Drugs Pharmacy Director, are going to be on the air because there is legislation pending that could end up costing consumers $10.64 per prescription in taxes. For the average family, that would be an extra $1,100 a year for medicines. It's House Bill 238. They're going to be here to bring this to your attention. I hope you'll tune in and get the specs on this and then become part of the team because... just can't have this. This is crazy. Things are going up quickly enough without additional taxes. So please be listening to Happy Hour this afternoon. That's Mike Vincent from Adams Drugs will be our guest here in the studio along with Chris Fung. And we'll talk about the Fair Meds Act. Anytime they pass legislation that uses the word fair, it's going to be unfair to somebody. That's House Bill 238. This afternoon, Happy Hour, AdamsDrugs.net for more information on that company.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Part 2 of Random Facts coming up at 7:39. Skipper, what you got?
We're getting very busy all over the area, and you know the drill. This time of the morning, all of our outlets into Montgomery, like 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville, Troy Highway, all very busy this morning. The boulevards are building, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. We've got a little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound from Mount Meigs to Chantilly through the construction zone, and 65 southbound, a little busy inbound to Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Drive.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of March, 1781, English astronomer William Herschel discovers Uranus. It took so long to find because Uranus is in a dark spot of the solar system where the sun don't shine. Have a great March 13th, the greatest day ever.
And now, there won't be any
rectum
jokes in this convoluted intro, too.
Random facts.
How about that?
That was very good to throw it in there. That was very good.
Thank you.
Did you know, from 1928 to 1948, the 1903 Wright Flyer was displayed at the Science Museum in London. This was because the Smithsonian refused to credit the Wright brothers with the first flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember reading about it. It took them a while, but they finally did.
They did. They instead credited a Smithsonian secretary, Samuel Langley.
That's why we have Langley Field.
Right. And they credited him with first flight. Why? I'm not... exactly sure what,
you know, that's the next movie that needs to be made, Oppenheimer style, about the Wright brothers and all they went. It's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. And that moment of triumph when the first time, you know, machine powered flight takes place with a heavier than air machine, that I can see that being a hit movie.
Was there everything you think made about them already?
There was
the Wonderful Men and Their Flying Machine. Whatever.
Oh, that was actually a comedy. That was a pretty funny movie.
Oh,
but I did see a movie about the Wright brothers, but it was kind of lame.
Right. There's nothing really been. Yeah.
You get Christopher Nolan on that project, it would be huge.
He's already apparently writing his next film, but I don't know exactly what the subject matter is.
By the way, on the Oryx thing, not only I want to thank Robin Burrs for being the first among many who reminded us of the name of the vacuum cleaner. We still have ours.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be at least 17 years old and still works. And so does Janelle, because she uses it at her place in New Orleans.
Oh, well. Good product. It still works.
Good product.
During World War II, by the way, the Wright Flyer was moved away from London to protect it from bombing that was going on over there. So they moved it away from there. Did you know, back to vacuum cleaners, which is what got us on the subject of that vacuum cleaner. The first vacuum cleaners were horse-drawn. In fact, they were so big it took six people to operate them.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you think about that, and we've downsized it to a dustbuster.
Yeah, basically. And even something, yeah, handheld, you can just get under there. Little, yep. Did you know a place in Croatia called Hum, just like H-U-M, Hum.
Hum.
Hum, Croatia, is the smallest town in the world. The town is smaller than a football field and has a population of just 24 people.
I take it they don't have their own airport.
Well, they may not, but they do have a museum, an inn, two churches. Remember, there's only 24 people, but they've got two churches there. And even a unique liqueur called Biska, which cannot be found anywhere else in the world except for Hum, Croatia.
What do you call an airline? Hum Air.
What kind of religion do they have in Croatia? What would be their...
I'm thinking Catholic would be one.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. They have to have two churches. One of those, I'm sure, is a Catholic church, and then the other church is everybody else.
Yeah. One size fits all.
Right, that's the only thing I could think of. I was like, look, here's Catholic church, here's everybody else. What else? Did you know? One in 18 people. Now, right here, it's just you and me. And so we can rule ourselves out. But if we threw 16 more people in this room, one of them, statistically, should have a third nipple.
Run this by me again.
One in 18 people have a third nipple.
Is it like the full thing with the...
I don't... You'd have to ask the person with the nipple. I don't know. It's known as polythalia. Polythalia. The third nipple is caused by a mutation in inactive genes. And that's how it comes about. I don't necessarily know about the, you know, the makeup of it or whatever. I don't know if it's faint or what the case may be.
I think that those are among the most powerful weapons on the planet.
Yeah?
Because...
I mean, they can distract traffic on a drive-in, right?
Exactly. Or you know, some guy can be in the middle of a... turns you into, you know...
Airbags.
There's that. But... this is clearly a case where I think three is not better than two.
I would agree with you. They're talking about the eclipse coming up here.
You mean they're not talking about three boobs?
No. They're showing off the different ways that we can see the eclipse. What are we, 26 days away?
Yeah, it's close.
It's getting very close. So are you going to go to New Orleans for that?
I think I probably will, yeah.
Oh, well, 90%. That's also the day of the air show or whatever. I know Rich was having...
It's the Monday after the air show.
Right, correct. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really cool. And finally, here's your last one for the day. Did you know? In Sweden, there is what's called a museum of failure. It highlights 150 plus failed products. It's meant to show that innovation requires risk-taking and failure. In other words, here's all the different prototypes that never worked for, you know, the scissors. I don't know. It's like they had to do all of this failing in order to get to the product or whatever. Exactly. And so it's just kind of a lesson there. And those are your random facts.
Hey, we have breaking news.
Oh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
What's been broken?
Shut up.
Rich's fever. It's now below 100.
Well, get his butt in here. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, under 100.
All right, fine. You're good. Get in.
Yeah, we're ready for you, buddy.
I know. We got to get back. Hopefully, you were taking notes.
I got to stop. He's got the corned beef. I'm making Reubens, so I've got to swing by there after the show.
He's got the corned beef?
He's got the corned beef, and I've got the rye. Teamwork makes the dream work.
God, right? Sounds like a country song.
How did it get to be 750 already? All this fun.
He's got the corn beef.
That's the
I
only
got the rye.
Yesterday, I would urge you to tune in to Happy Hour at 5:15 every day for the remainder of the week to catch Brant McDonald's market analysis, because yesterday, you'll recall, it was around this time. The inflation numbers came out, and they were higher than expected. The long-term ripple effects on the market and prices and everything else, Brant did a fantastic job of explaining this to us yesterday. And you don't want to miss this. This is fundamental knowledge that they're happy to share from Invista Advisors. But if you're looking for somebody who can get out in front and help you protect and grow the money you work so hard to make, Brant and his team are absolutely worth a visit. No obligation. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. What happens there sells itself. High energy, research intensive, but really great people at Invista Advisors, 387-0094 to make that appointment. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that 55% of the sugar here in the United States does not come from sugar cane, but from another vegetable? Sugar vegetable? Would that be what that would be?
Yeah, if it's a beet.
Well, there goes my answer.
I don't care. So what's...
The question was, that it didn't come from sugarcane, it comes from what?
Oh.
And I guess it's a vegetable.
A vegetable.
And
name that vegetable at 272-9228 and my name will be accepted.
Could not have made it any easier.
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad again. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. I have follow-up questions. Everybody has a chance to qualify for Friday's grand prize drawing. 272-9228. Good luck. We're waiting for your call now.
Accident being worked in Wetumpka as you head in past Winn-Dixie and KFC. Right in front of you there is going to be a moderate crash. They have dispatched units to work that accident. Please buckle up. Drive carefully all around Montgomery. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic. Very busy on the interstates right now. The boulevards, very busy, especially East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. You're a bit busy on Southwest Boulevard around TA Travel Center at I-65 as well this morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's get ourselves a winner here, and we go to Cesare on line four. Hi.
Hi.
Can you give us the answer that we already gave?
Sugar beet, and it's white.
Yep.
All righty. Very good. $20 head start at Food Outlet, where even, I don't think they sell sugar beets, but they do have regular beets, which are part of the turnip beets family. Hang on.
I am really curious about sugar beets.
All right. Follow-up question. Kathy.
What? Hello? I think she hung
Hello?
Up. Yeah, this Hello? Is not Kathy. Hi, what's your name?
Gary.
Gary, what's the first letter of your last name?
D.
Thank you.
All right, Gary, can you tell me how many churches are there in
Croatia.
Croatia.
How many, what again?
How many churches are there in Croatia?
There is two.
Very good.
Good job.
Bonus entry, grand prize drawing. Thank you. Let's go to J-Tom.
Hi, Greg.
Hey. All right, let me ask you this. What famous person... What historical figure is mentioned in the Polish national anthem?
What's the city? Somebody who's not Polish.
Well, that's true.
I know. I can't remember his name.
Sorry.
It's a famous crusader.
You get one entry in the grand prize drawing, but not the bonus. Here is another caller who is unidentified. Good morning.
Good morning, Craig. It's Pat B.
Hey, Peppy.
I grew up in Idaho, and sugar beets, they raise more sugar beets than they do potatoes.
No kidding.
Think of a turnip on steroids.
I mean,
they'll be 6 to 7 inches
You're making me feel
long, and
I just mentioned that.
12 inches of diameter. Okay, I missed that.
They were like the turnip. No, I just mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. They're a member of the turnip-like family.
Yeah, but they grow a lot of them back there.
Since we're talking things that come out of the ground, apples, peaches, and raspberries are part of what family?
Oh, Lord, I heard that, too. The rose family.
Very good. You were listening, and that was one of the first random facts. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, sir.
All righty, then. And the last one I didn't get to do. Well, the famous person that was mentioned in the Polish national anthem was Napoleon. So that is the rest of the story. Back to Rich Thomas at 7:55.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate and at least another day or two of dry weather. Today's a pretty good day with a sun and cloud mix and a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow's high near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and then widespread rain and storms on Friday. Periods of showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. Some of those could be on the strong side, and potentially heavy rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Jay Scott at 756.
I was going to say it's all about me. It's all about you. It's all about Heirloom Jewelers. They are ready to talk. Well, I say, you know, when I say they, I've done this before. Where I just, I talk as in there's more than one person, but really it is one person. Heirloom Jewelers is Troop Booth. And Troop Booth is Heirloom Jewelers. So when you call the number, when you go by there and see him, when you do any of that, you're going to be interacting with him. You talk to anybody on Facebook with Heirloom Jewelers or Instagram or anything like that, you're talking to Troop Booth. He doesn't have assistance or a service or anything like that that answers or gives responses. It's all coming from him. I really want to stress that because I need you to know that when you call and talk to Heirloom Jewelers, you'll be talking to Troop. You'll be talking to the guy that makes those decisions. When you've got questions about the jewelry that you have, the value, what it is you have, how much you can get for it, you're talking to the main man himself who's going to make those decisions. So you don't have to wait around. If you think, well, he's got to check with corporate or he's got to do his research, he may have to do some research, actually, but he's going to tell you up front that, hey, let me look up this piece that you have. He's going to want to see it. He's going to want you to send pictures of it and then maybe see it in person as well. Very thorough, but very knowledgeable about the jewelry, not only that he sells, but the jewelry that he buys and is interested in buying as well. Now, gold has a huge price, and he is paying top dollar for your gold that you would like to sell, whether it be gold jewelry that you no longer wear or no longer want, jewelry that you've been trying to sell but can't. He will buy it. If it is gold or if it's broken, that does not matter because he will take it, and you need to give him a call. He's going to give top dollar on that as well. If it's old estate jewelry, if it's gold, if it's bullion, if it's coins, he is interested. 260-0066 to get in touch with Troop Booth, or you can go to Facebook and Instagram or online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, we have the Wall Street Business Report, a look at the roads, and then SRN News is ahead next hour. Phenomenal. Rocket scientist feature. 15 badly named things that could have better names. Quick example. Dentures. Shouldn't they be called substitutes? No, there's some good ones here.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody can't wait for that next hour on News Talk.
With a Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart. Libraries nationwide struggling to cover the cost of e-books.
The digital copies of books often cost libraries four or more times the price consumers pay. And unlike paper books, an e-book doesn't last. The libraries are only leasing their copies from digital publishing platforms. After a year or two, the e-books expire. Librarians in some states are pushing for legislation that would help lower their costs. Publishers are fighting these proposals, saying they undermine intellectual property rights. John Scott reporting.
Consumer prices in the U.S.